Blog Talk Radio.
Can we try it here? Let's try it here. One, two, three, four. Yeah. That's the song.
Please.
Sure.
I'm holding back. Go ahead and bless it.
At all times means at all times.
Go ahead and bless it.
It's easy to praise when you got some money, and it's easy to praise when things are going well, but
all times.
Can you praise them when it's just ramen noodles and
all
you know anything about ramen noodles and 5 for 99 cents and you can eat all of them. Right. Can you bless the Lord then? Can you bless the Lord? Can you bless the Lord in the grocery store when he... when you're not sure if your math is right when you get to the checkout counter? Lord, please let me... Lord, please. Don't let me be...
Lord, please. Bless him at all times. Can we bless you, Lord, at all times? For he is good, and his mercies endureth forever. Come on, somebody, bless the Lord. He's good. Amen, amen, amen. Praise be to God. We thank and praise God for you tuning in tonight. We praise and thank God for if you come across it at a later date. To God be the glory. We just want to thank you tonight for your time. Before we get into the Word of God and do the protocols, I want to encourage you that this brand here of COVID-19, it is highly contagious, yet it's not as powerful, if I could say that, or it's not as damaging or deadly, but it's even more easier to catch. Hallelujah. So I want to tell you tonight, it doesn't mean you don't have faith if you use wisdom. It's all right that if you're in a house with a few people or a lot of people, I don't know your living situation, it's nothing wrong with putting on a mask indoors. We find out what's going on. Well, that's my family. It's okay. They ought to understand the more. Hallelujah. Because we're blessing the Lord. But we got wisdom. Amen. I just want to encourage somebody. I'm going to pray tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. And I rebuke the cause and effect of this new strand. How about seeing? Of wherever it came from. May God get the glory in all that we say and do. We are not afraid. We have wisdom. And if the Holy Spirit would lead us, we're going to be all right. Amen? Amen. Somehow, some way, if that thing should come and knock on your door, to God be the glory. It shall not prosper. You're going to be all right. Walk in faith, not by sight. Amen. To God be the glory. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for this first show of the new year. Hey, man, we thank you so much for Apostle Callan McNeil and Pastor McNeil. We thank God. God is doing in their life. Hallelujah. He's upholding them. He's strengthening them. He's leading and guiding them. Amen, amen. And we touch and agree. How do I see it? That the power and the presence and the protection of God will continue to dwell amongst them. Amen. To God be the glory. All the champions of UTM ministry, we thank you for coming tonight. To my lovely, awesome wife, Pastor Thelma Butler, to God be the glory. I love you so. You are the greatest, hallelujah, part of me. Hallelujah. You are my greatest inspiration. Hallelujah. When it comes down to man, nobody can do me like you. When it comes to man, now I'm talking. God be the glory. And nobody can do me like Jesus. When it comes to the Lord. Amen. To God be the glory. I just want to teach tonight. I just want to teach. I want to open this up with some teaching tonight. You're going to find me tonight in the book of the Acts of the Apostle. Amen. They call it the Acts of the Apostle. Though the writer was not an apostle. I ain't going to teach that deep tonight. Though the writer of the book was not an apostle. It's called the Act of the Apostles. The beloved physician, Luke, is the author of the book of Acts. And we're going to go to a highly our favorite, our popular chapter in the book of Acts. And that would be Acts chapter 2. We're starting at the first verse. There you'll find these words. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven, hallelujah, as a mighty rushing wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire sat upon each of them. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. My God, my God, my God. This catastrophic event in the life of the apostles, this 50th day after the death or after the crucifixion of Christ, the day of Pentecost had fully come. Can we just touch this for a second? Why? And when the day of Pentecost came, they were all with one accord in one place. If you ever want to see God move, if you ever want to see the power of God, you ever want to see a manifestation of the glory, then we have to have some unity. Glory to God. We cannot, hallelujah, harbor different feelings inside of us. We cannot let certain thoughts dwell without casting them down. Church across the hall. I don't care if it's a church across town. I don't care if it's the same church. God does not move in the midst of confusion. Come on, somebody. But when we hear God, when we obey God, when we follow the instructions of the Holy Ghost, come on, somebody, we'll see the hand of God move. Jesus told them, glory to God, he said, depart not from Jerusalem, but wait, promise of the Father, which says he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but he that shall, John truly baptized with water, excuse me, glory to God, but he shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. If we can ever believe God by faith, he is surely going to bring it to pass. He's going to show you. If I said it, surely I'll bring it to pass. He told them, don't you leave. And a lot of us, we leave too soon. We leave too fast. We try to do stuff without the power of God. He told them, depart not from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said is he. What is the promise? That you will be filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I'm not teaching on baptism tonight, but I got to park here for a second, because I'm going to get in trouble tonight. I know it. You don't hear too many people teach on Acts 2. Because it's too much of a theological debate. It's too much a doctoral standard in it. So therefore, to keep the peace, people shun it. They stay away from it. The Bible says avoid foolish and unlearned questions, so they do get into strife. How glory to God. It's not foolish to me, and it's not unlearned. How about Cynthia? I've studied to show myself approved unto God. I'm a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing this word. He said, John truly baptized with water. Now I'm going to set somebody's soul free today. Water don't save you. Water don't cleanse sin. Water, baptism, is an outward showing, inward commitment. Jesus told John the Baptist. When John says, I have need that you be baptized in me. What he was saying is, glory be to God, I need to come under subjection to you. I need to come under your leadership, under your move. How about I see it? And you know what Jesus told him? Jesus didn't say, no, baptize me so I can get filled with the Holy Ghost. He didn't say, baptize me so I can be saved. He said, baptize me so that we can fulfill all righteousness. Do you know what he meant by that? What he was saying is, glory to God, this is the path. See, this is the path of the New Testament relationship with God. Oh, I'm not even nowhere near where I'm going tonight. I'm not, but I'm following the Holy Ghost. Watch this. During those times, the Sanhedrin court, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the scribes, they ran God, the relationship with God, if I can put it like that. It was proper. Stop saying the Pharisees and something was wrong with them. But there's nothing wrong with the Pharisees or the Sadducees or the scribes. They held Parabasindia, the word of God, all the way through captivity in Babylon. And still held on to the word. Good God Almighty. They held on to the law of Moses. And they will stone you if you faltered. Because that was the relationship. That's why they're going to stone the woman caught in adultery. That's the word, killer. These Pharisees and Sadducees, they were not so high-minded and haughty. They were, hallelujah, carrying out the word of God. Look at it and read it. The Sadducees, the problem was what they were saying. Oh, glory to God. I'm off. I'm going to get right back where I'm going. I'm gonna take us back to the beginning of Acts 2. But hear me. Hear me, child of God. I'm going to help somebody today. When John the Baptist was out in the wilderness, how about Shonda eating locusts and honey? Glory be to God. They came out where he was at. And he said unto them, he said unto them, you generations of vipers, who have warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Who have warned you to flee? Don't look at it so hard. John the Baptist didn't exclude them. But what he was saying, the way you want to keep walking, hallelujah. Come on, y'all don't hear me. The way you want to build a relationship with God, you're a viper, he was telling them. Because y'all want to stick with the Old Testament. Y'all ain't understanding what's coming. Ah, glory be to God. Y'all not close enough to God, hallelujah, to see the rhema move of God. You know the logos, but you don't know the rhema. You know the logos, but you can't hear God. Y'all ain't talking to me. That's the only problem that John the Baptist had with the Pharisees. He says, oh, you generation of vipers. And a viper is this poisonous snake that will take you out in one bite. Why did he call them vipers? Because what was in their mouth, hallelujah, was poison to what God was doing. God had already, hallelujah, sent his forerunner, John the Baptist. Jesus was ready to come forth in his ministry. Pharisees were telling them, you don't have the right to tell people to repent. There's no such thing as repent. They come and confess to us. Still do it today in the Catholicism. That's Catholic. Catholicism, you have to go to the priest and confess your sins to him. And he go to God. So therefore, because John the Baptist was telling people, you can have a relationship with God. Ah, somebody hear me. You can reach God. You can get on your knees and call on him. Good God Almighty. The Pharisees just says, no way. But it was a new contract, a new testament, a new will. So therefore, he called them generation vipers. But so many people was coming. Watch what he said to them. So many people was coming, hearing the word, fulfilling righteousness. Watch what this Pharisee said. I mean, what should he say to the Pharisees? Who have warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Watch what he told them. Bring ye therefore fruit worthy of repentance. And think not to say within yourself that you got Abraham. Huh? Watch. Let me break it down before we move on. He said, glory to God. God is able to raise up these stones unto Abraham. He said, bring ye therefore fruit worthy of repentance. Meaning, I want to see in your life. New Testament worship can be seen. If you got a relationship with God that can't nobody see, or everybody has to question. Hallelujah. Maybe you ought to make a recommitment. He told them, bring ye some evidence that you want God. And don't you say, I got him because I got Abraham. He was saying, because it's a New Testament. You don't got to do nothing but be born and get circumcised on the eighth day of the stock of Israel to be saved back then. Your heart can be filthy. Your life can be filthy. And it made no difference. All you needed to do was be born and circumcised. John was telling him, nah, this is a new way. It's a new and living way. Glory to God. This is a way, glory be to God, where you can personally walk with him and talk with him. Jesus said, baptize me, because it's going to fulfill all righteousness. You know what he meant by that? This is the way you unite with the move. Oh, good God Almighty. If you ever learn how to unite with the move. We sit in church and God be blessing somebody, healing somebody, and we don't know that we can jump right in and get healed too. Hallelujah. You can jump right in and get blessed too. You can jump right in, hallelujah, and fill the portion of the anointing too. Hallelujah. But we don't jump in. He was telling them, there's a new move. And the righteousness, to fulfill all righteousness, you have to repent and be baptized. Watch this. People are telling people that you are not saved if you don't get baptized. I'm sorry, I didn't do more. That strand is out here, but to God be the glory, I ain't got it. I ain't got nothing but Jesus. But I need some water. Thank you for waiting. Listen to me, people of God. Listen. It's personal. And he was telling them, you have to come in line with what God is doing. God knew he had sent his son. God knew, glory to God, he was going to annihilate sin. He was going to destroy sin. He was going to condemn sin. So all he wanted was us to line up. That's what baptism is. It's an outward showing of your inward confession that I love Jesus. Ain't no need of you getting baptized and you ain't feeling nothing. Ain't no need of getting baptized and you don't have no faith. Ain't no need in getting baptized. I'm not saying no need. That's rhetorical. I don't want nobody to say I'm telling people don't get baptized. That's hakarabasha. That's rhetorical. Saying is being baptized without dying first, without laying down your life, so when you rise up in the newness of life. You don't have, you're just getting in the water. There's glory be to God. I'm not going to call them out, but there's some denominations that tell you, you are not saved if you didn't go down in the water. And then they tell you, if you went down in the water, and the man of God said, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost, they tell you your sins is not forgiven. Don't believe me? You go check them out. Somebody know what the denomination I'm talking about. I don't want to call nobody out. They say you have to be baptized with somebody, a man, pronouncing in English, glory to God, in the name of Jesus, or your sins ain't forgiven. So what they're saying, look at it. They're saying that God is leaving salvation up to man to speak over you. It doesn't make sense. It's not in the word. So it's disputed. It's not in the word. Oh, I'm gonna go. I can go right here where I'm at, and I can show you. Those were instructions for that time, and that was a dispensational scripture, letting them know, glory be to God, the move that's going on. He said, "Be you, wait, baby. Do I have to be the teacher?" Because I hear somebody in the spirit who've been taught that. I hear somebody in the spirit who've been taught that, and they think that somebody got to pronounce certain words over you. Salvation comes from God alone. Y'all ain't talking to me. Salvation comes from grace alone. Come on, somebody. Salvation don't come from a man speaking over you. God ain't leave that much authority to man. And if you don't do it, you're not saved. That's not true. The Bible says, repent. Watch what he says.
Watch.
And be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now, those instructions, I'm ready to teach them. Next week I may finish what I was going to teach, because I'm locked in right here. Hallelujah. Repent and be baptized. Every one of you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. God is not saying that's the only way you can get the Holy Ghost if you repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus. He's just telling you how to line yourself up with the move, accountability. Baptism is a confession. Holy Ghost, you should be filled with the Holy Ghost. That's from God. Oh, I wish I had time to hang in here, then we'll just walk inside this word for a while with you. Repentance is just a change of heart. It's a 160, whatever. I know 180 is a full turn. You know what I mean. Repent means to turn the opposite way. Hallelujah. Be baptized, only saying that I'm dying to this world, and I'm rising in newness of life. And you shall be filled with the Holy Ghost. That's because of that God's promise. That ain't the water. Water don't save sin. You can go in the water carrying your sin, and you can come up carrying your sin from being a dry devil to a wet devil. Water don't save you. Water don't cleanse you. Spiritual water cleanses you. Glory be to God. The washing of the water of the word cleanses you, not baptism water. I don't know why I'm here, but I'm staying here. Glory to God. We have to come to God with all sincerity. And that's what John the Baptist was telling them. Jesus told them, listen, depart not from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father. You know why? He said, I'm going to pour the Holy Ghost out. Mm-hmm. He said, I'm going to pour the Holy Ghost out. Watch what he said. Glory be to God. Watch what he said. He said, glory be to God, that for John, this is 1 of 5, John truly baptized with water. Yes, he did. Spiritual. And it was the leading of the Holy Ghost. John baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Let you know water is not significant no more. The Holy Ghost is significant. Being baptized with the Holy Ghost is what's significant. I'm going to turn to this verse right here. I'm going to read to you over here in the third chapter. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. In Matthew 3, I'm going to just turn something over to you. I'm going to show you something. I'm being led by the Spirit now. I have some stuff I wasn't going to teach, but I got to obey the Holy Ghost. Now watch this, y'all. I hope that you're writing your notes. Champions from UTM, I know you're writing yours. Right? I want to read something in your hearing. Matthew chapter 3. Glory be to God. Watch this. Watch this. In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea, saying, repent, for the kingdom of God is at the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord and make his path straight. And the same John, and his raiment was camel hair, right, and leather girdle, about his loins, and his meat was locust and wild honey. I want to go down a little further. But look what it says in verse 15. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized in him. For John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized in you. You coming to get baptized from me, and I know that you are the Christ. How about I need to come in line with you? You coming to get baptized so you can come in line with me? And he was saying, no, I know what the Holy Ghost has done. So he told him, no, you need to be baptized. And verse 16 said, and Jesus answered and said unto him, suffer it to be so, for thus it becomes us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. And Jesus, watch, when he was baptized, went straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens was open unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lightning upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear me. Hear me, people of God. Glory to God. He said, when Jesus came up out of the water, the heavens was open. I don't know why I feel like teaching doctoral tonight. The heavens was open. The Spirit descended like a dove. And God the Father spoke from heaven and said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. Right there, you see the Father, you see the Son, and you see the Holy Ghost. Right there, manifestation. We're not saying it's three gods, but look at the three manifestations. Glory be to God. If you study the word of God, you'll see that glory be to God. Each time one of the entities lorded in the earth, was lord in the earth, reigned in the earth, ruled in the earth, none of them ever reigned together. We're not saying it's three gods. When the great I am was Ha-Rabosha, when the I am that I am, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Tiskanu, Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Jireh. Can I go on and on? You see, they all say Jehovah first, because Jehovah was his name. Come on, somebody. And the second part was the manifestation. So if I say Jehovah Rapha, or I say Jehovah Shalom, I'm telling what he's coming for. But Jesus wasn't operating while Jehovah was moving, would come down and move. The Holy Spirit wasn't filling man up. Hallelujah, somebody. You can absorb this. You can digest this. Hear me. They all manifest. Look at Genesis chapter 1. The Bible declares. Now the earth was without form and void. Darkness is upon the face of the deep. Watch. And the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God moves upon the face of the water. See this Holy Spirit? Watch this. Here come the Word. Here come the Word. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The Word says, and God said, that's the Word. Who said it? God. Let there be light. And there was light. So now you see all three manifesting again. So what are you saying, Bishop? Have manifested in the earth. But all three does not lord in the earth. Study to show yourself approved. So we're not talking three different gods. We're talking one God that manifested in three different ways. But they never, somebody say give them a Bible. I give you a Bible. It's expedient that I go away. Uh-huh. For if I go not away, this is Jesus talking, the Comforter can't come. You know why? Because we don't lord in the earth at the same time. Jesus said, it's expedient that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter cannot come. So far on this doctoral thing, because I opened it up, I got to go ahead and make sure it's clear. One God, one faith, one baptism. That's the Holy Ghost. That's not water. Hallelujah. People will tell you, somebody just came out of sin for 50 years and walk in the wrong church, and they'll go find clothes downstairs. Tell them, come on, get baptized. Come on, go take you downstairs and put clothes on you and baptize you. And everybody screaming and hollering. And they tell you saved. But they tell you that somebody living holy, living right, seeking God, is not saved because somebody didn't get baptized in Jesus' name. Come on with that mess. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm sorry, Father. But it is mess. Hallelujah. We have to know the word of God. Let me get back to where I was trying to get. Hey, man, I'm Acts chapter 2. I was just going to teach a little bit. I saw the Holy Ghost. He came there. They were waiting for this new promise. They were waiting for the promise. Watch. When that day came, the Holy Ghost came as a mighty rushing wind. Where do you believe it came from? Jesus just told us, if I go not away, he can't come. So the same place where Jesus went to prepare a place for you and I is the same place the Holy Ghost came from. Hallelujah. A mighty rushing wind. And it filled the whole house where they were sitting. I think I'm going to do this next week. So y'all, please, if the Holy Ghost leads you, come on next week. Because I'm nowhere near where I was going. Hallelujah. Y'all pray for me. Amen. Watch this. He promised them that there was a Holy Ghost going to come. And it came, there was a sound from heaven as a mighty rushing wind. And it filled the house. Hallelujah. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire. And it sat upon each of them. Do you see that? It sat upon each of them. Well, where do you think it sat at? Oh, I'm teaching long. I'm going to be long. I got to come back and get with this. I said it sat upon each of them. It rested on them. Where do the Holy Spirit sit? Where does it rest when it come in you? Hallelujah. In your spirit. Your spirit is the seat for the Holy Ghost to come and rest, rule, and abide. It's meat. They think your flesh is not skin. It's not your outward skin. That's not flesh. They call it flesh too, but flesh also is a piece of meat. So your flesh is a entity that you were born in and shaped in. Oh, that ain't too heavy for somebody. The Bible declares that we were born in sin, shaped in iniquity. They're talking about your flesh, talking about another seat. And Satan sits on that seat. And Satan rules that seat. And that's why for years of him sitting there, then you go to church, you want to kick him out. Hallelujah. And put a new king there. How about CA? That's when the fight starts. So your flesh is the seat for Satan. Your spirit is the seat for the Holy Ghost. And they begin to speak with other tongues. Has the spirit give utterance? I'm going to go there tonight anyway. Don't you think somebody got the Holy Ghost because they're speaking in tongues? Halafiye. I know I'm in trouble. But don't you just take the tongues as a sign. Yes. Habas, where the Holy Ghost is dwelling. Yes. He speaks with words that cannot be uttered. So we know the Holy Ghost speaks. Paul said, I pray in the Spirit. I pray in the night. The Spirit speaks. Hear me. But that don't mean you got the Holy Ghost. There are people in churches, hallelujah, teaching people how to speak in tongues. You got people in churches saying, okay, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Everybody speak in tongues. Hallelujah. Give the utterance. Not man. Not your pastor. Okay, come on, I want everybody speak in tongues. Come on. What are you talking about? As the Spirit gave utterance, they began to speak. The enemy is trying to make a mockery of our God. You can't tell nobody to speak in tongues. I remember when I first got saved, glory be to God, this was over 40 years ago, 30-something years ago. On fire for God, me and my friend, and glory to God, we love going out praying for people. My friend, glory be to God, brought a girl with him from a prayer warrior was praying with him from far, decent town, about an hour away. And she comes, he said, oh, I want you to meet her. She on fire. She got power. She listen. Huh? Yeah, we're going to go pray for that lady's house. We're going to cleanse it. Glory be to God. And we go down ready to pray. Hallelujah. She gets there and she takes over. But, you know, we got to be in unison. So I'm praying. Hopefully he praying. She talking and ministering. As he ministers, he tells the girl, now repeat this after me. Abba, Sama, Dada. Hida, Kita. And the woman, like, looking at him, she said, whenever the devil attack you, just say that. Ha! Glory to God. No, it don't work like that. She said, oh, you good now. Whenever you get, the girl wasn't even saying yet. Whenever you get attacked, just remember this. Say, Haya, Dada, Ida, Kata. What in the world? Glory be to God. The Spirit gives utterance. So just because somebody's speaking in tongues is not always evidence that it's the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Just because you see somebody operating in the gifts of God don't mean it's the Holy Ghost. Gifts and calling of God is without repentance. I don't want to see your gifts. I don't want to hear your tongue. I want to see the fruit of the Spirit. How much love do you have? How much joy do you have? How much peace? How much long-suffering against such? There is no law. How much of it do you have? But I want to hear you prophesying. I don't want to hear you prophesying. I want to hear you loving everybody. I want to hear you making things right. Hallelujah, somebody. So, they spoke as the Spirit gave utterance. They were all filled. Now, when they heard about this noise abroad, the multitude came. One thing about the Holy Ghost, he's going to draw some people. But they came. Watch. Hallelujah. Well, let me go back. And there was dwelling at Jerusalem, devout men of every nation under heaven. Now, when this was noised about, the multitude came together and were confounded because that every man heard them speak in their own language. Something about the Spirit of God, it ain't no language. I'm going to leave that one alone. I said the Holy Ghost don't have a language. The Holy Ghost is a move. The Holy Ghost. I'm going to leave it alone. You can be Hispanic. You can be German. You can be, come on, whatever nationality you want. God will heal you through an African. God will heal you through a Mexican. Y'all don't hear me tonight. It ain't got nothing to do with language. How about you? It got something to do with the power of God. But they all understood. They all felt the glory. They all heard Hadamashindia. All understood. They were amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, is not all these Galileans? And how do we hear every man in his own tongue? I'm going to go down a little bit for the sake of time. And 14 said, but Peter, maybe 12 says, and they were amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, what meaneth this? Others mocking. Habosia, mocking. Said, these men are full of new wine. Oh, glory be to God. But Peter said, standing up with the 11, he lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea, hallelujah, and all ye that dwell here at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, hallelujah, and hearken unto my words. For these men are not drunken, not as you suppose. You've got the wrong wine in mind. I'm ready to close. But I want to tell you, somebody got the wrong wine in mind. You got the wrong smoke. You need to fire the Holy Ghost. You got something else smoking. Y'all ain't talking back to me. Hallelujah to God. But you have to. You have to receive that which the Lord gives. He said, they're not drunk as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. He said, but this is that. Do anybody know what that is? I'm ready to close. But do anybody know what that is? Because this is that. Whether you believe it or not. Hallelujah. This is that. Hallelujah. I said this is that. And you need to know what that is. How about Oshia? When you walk into a church, you ought to know what that is. How about? Y'all ain't talking to me. I ain't going to ain't going to pull on it too long. I said, but this is that. How about you? That was spoken by the prophet Joel. I'm closing. I think I'm going to teach this out. I got enough time to teach this real quick. Watch. He said, this is that which is spoken by the prophet Joel. Let's go to prophet Joel real quick. Joel 2:28. Y'all know it. 2:28. He says, and it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit. Anybody reading with me? I will pour out my spirit. This was Old Testament relationship. God poured out his spirit several times in the Old Testament. He poured out his spirit when he split the Red Sea. Y'all don't hear me. He poured out his spirit. Hallelujah. When Moses stood before the burning bush, he said, I will pour out my spirit. I'm closing. He said, I'm going to pour out my spirit. Glory be to God. Watch. Upon all flesh, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. See how he said on all flesh? He said, I'm going to pour it out on all flesh. All means all. That means if you're alive, he's pouring it out on you. Saved or unsaved, he's pouring it out on you. And I know somebody said, Bishop really lost his mind now. He said, saved or unsaved. Yes. How about that? Because what that is meaning, it's the universal availability. He ain't said everybody's going to start speaking in tongues. He said he's going to pour out his spirit upon all flesh. That's a universal ability to receive it. Ah, somebody caught it. Universal call to repentance, baptism, and fulfillment of the Holy Ghost. It's a havosia. It's a call, a universal call. I'm pointing this out for a reason. Some of you who follow the teaching, you might have heard me hit this before. He says that I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Right? Right. Now go back to Acts 2. Let's see if he said, I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh. He didn't say that. So this is a New Testament relationship. That was a prophecy. This is the fulfillment of the prophecy. Joel 2:28 is a prophetic utterance. Acts chapter 2 is the fulfillment. And he didn't say, I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Let's look and see what he said. Let's look and see what he said. He said, these men are not drunk as you suppose. But this is that which was spoken. Now, this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. Watch, watch. Good God Almighty. Watch. He said, let me go down here. I want to get y'all to get it with me. Verse 8. He said, well, how can we hear every man in his own language? Verse 16 says, this is that. Same thing he said again. This is that. What? Which was spoken by the prophet Joel. What was spoken? And it shall come to pass. That's the fulfillment. Watch the fulfillment. It shall come to pass that in the last days, said God, I will pour out of my spirit. He didn't say, I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Because he already gave the universal call. When he says, I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh, that's universal ability to have the Holy Ghost. Anybody can have the Holy Ghost. But when he fulfilled it, y'all ain't talking to me. Now he said, I'm going to pour out of, O-F, out of my spirit. Look it up. It means something. When he said, I'm going to pour out of my spirit, that's a strategic infilling. Hallelujah. That's a strategic infilling, strategic impartation. God is not just wasting new wine in old bottles no more. That's an old prophecy. When he came out, he said, I'm pouring out of my spirit. Somebody can be sitting right next to you in church, and God can be filling you up, and glory be to God, and they be dry as a bean. Hallelujah. Because he's not pouring it out. He's not dousing. When he said, I will pour out my spirit, that's like having a bucket and dousing water out the window, all over whoever down on the sidewalk. That's a douse. He poured it out. But now, it's like a water, a flower bucket that you water flowers with. Uh-huh. He strategically pours now. Hallelujah. I didn't get to teach what I'm going to teach tonight. I want to let you know tonight, he can pour it out upon you. It's strategic now. You don't have to wait. It's strategic. He says, I'm going to pour out of my spirit. It's a total difference. Hallelujah. Watch what he says. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. That don't mean prophecy. They're talking about a spiritual utterance. If you have the Holy Ghost, it gives you spiritual utterance. It don't have to be a prophetic utterance. Anything come out your mouth is spiritual. Hallelujah. It's a spiritual utterance. Hallelujah. And your young men shall see visions. Watch. Let's go on. I'm sorry. Watch this. Okay, I'm going to show you. He's talking about spiritual utterance. He says, watch what he says. He says, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall see dreams. It's time out for young men trying to see everything. That's why everything all messed up. Satan always flipping around. He said, your young men shall see. Your old men shall have vision. But right now, we got people who just got saved, and you want to tell somebody what God's showing you. Hey, glory to God. No, God ain't showing you nothing. Let God speak to the seasoned people, and you see what they're saying. Glory be to God. We're living in a time where everybody got a word. Everybody been up to the third heaven. Everybody, the Holy Ghost can pour it. Come on, people of God. It's a way. It's a protocol. It's a protocol. He said, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. That's spiritual talking. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. Watch. And all my servants, oh, it's so good to be a servant. And all my handmaids, will I pour out what? What? Watch what it says. Will I pour out, watch this, of. Y'all excuse me, I'm sorry. I still got work to do for the Lord. I'm around people, but I'm always protecting myself. But y'all got to excuse me. I do feel a little sniffle, but the word is not bound. Watch what he says. Watch what he says. He says, on my servants and my handmaids, I will pour out in those days of my spirit. I'm not pouring out my spirit. I'm pouring out of. Two times he's saying it. It means something. God said something twice. It means something. He said, out of. God is not wasting. Ha-ba-ba-ba-si-ya. New wine and old bottles. But he is pouring out of. Do you want him to fill you today? Hallelujah. This is that. Hallelujah. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Habosia. He's pouring out of now. And we got to get in position. We got to strategically get in position and pour it out on you. Just because you go to church don't mean he's going to pour it on you. He already poured out his spirit. That's the availability. Now all you got, habosha, hunger and thirst after righteousness, and you shall be filled. He strategically pours now. To God be the glory. Love you all tonight. Love you all tonight. Pray God's blessings. Pray God's safety. Habosha. Pray God's healing upon you. Good God Almighty, I pray that he fill you with the Holy Ghost. I pray that if the Lord should tarry, that you would come back with me next week. So I can, the Lord say the same, go into this cluster of scripture that I had in mind. I wanted to go to Matthew 24. Somebody write that down. And you'll see it ties together. Yeah, it ties together because they're talking about the coming of the Lord. See? They're talking about the coming of Christ. Matthew 24. Don't you listen, Bosha. I'm gonna leave it alone till I get there next week. But I thank God for your coming. Hallelujah. I'm Bishop Thurman A. Butler, Undisputed Truth Ministries. 1921 Darby Town Road, St. Michael, Virginia. Call Halabo Shindia. Look us up on Facebook. Come on, somebody. Dennis can do what he has planned to do. I believe that God has something for me, you and I to do. You need healing. You need deliverance. You need to be set free. You need to get in the word. You need to bounce something up against me. Hallelujah. Give me a call. Hallelujah. Because if it's in the word, it's undisputed. God bless you. God bless the McNeils. Hallelujah. God bless our home. Hallelujah. God bless Mount Carmel International Church in Delaware, Dover, Delaware. God bless Undisputed Truth Ministries. We want to make you a champion in Christ. Amen. God bless you and have a good night.